in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Welcome, everyone. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad you are joining us here. And I have Marcia Hively. Welcome.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Are you awake?
Yeah. I'm awake. It's a little chilly out today.
It is.
So it's fun.
Yeah. It's so crazy. It gets you like there's a beautiful warm day and then you kind of get your clothes all ready for that. And then all of a sudden it's cold again.
Did you notice yesterday it got colder as the day went on?
Oh, it was freezing.
It was weird.
Yeah. It was crazy. So
no matter what you dressed for yesterday, you were in trouble.
Yeah. You got a layer. Layer is the ticket, right? All right. Matt, how are you?
Doing good, thank you.
All right, so we got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008, and I am so glad you are joining us here. My show is adding value every day in every way. We talk about different things in our lives, everyday lives, and you know, it's real. It's real. It's all happening to all of us, and once you hear about somebody else going through something that you're going through, it kind of just makes it a lot easier. So one, I want to give a little shout out to my mom who's going to be going through some tests, and I want to give her big prayers and love that everything goes good. And also to a friend of mine, Debbie, who is going to be going through some surgery, and that I pray that everything goes good for her. Also, my friend Giovanni, who I pray that he gets better. And so if there's anybody out there that's maybe needs some extra prayers or just some love and thought, you know, definitely give us a call here. I'd love to shout that out because, you know, if we all kind of think about it and it's a positive thought out there, there's nothing that can't get better. That's where it's at.
And there are a lot of kids, including mine, going through finals this week.
That's right.
There and
you
that's
go. Mine
stressful.
Are too. Yes, it is really stressful.
Word.
Yeah, it's you know, in the scheme of life, it's not. But in a teenager's life, it's crucial.
Well, and I think at one point the kids have to learn that they're just not learning things to regurgitate it. They actually have to learn it. And I mean, that's the whole point
and
of finals.
And hold on to it forever.
To see what you actually learned over the year instead of just temporarily memorized.
Yes, and a lot of kids do that. They get by. I mean, we probably did that, right?
I was just a great temporary memorizer.
See, I was too. And then ask me now, and it's like, whew, gone. So
yeah, so then you see how well you actually read it.
That's right. It's got to kind of go in there. So,
right.
But you got to resonate with it because if it doesn't resonate with you, then that's, you know, the problem.
Well, and you know, I got to give a shout out to teachers because, you know, really good teachers make all the difference in the world. My daughter has this, she's taking APUSH, which if you don't know is the United States, or no, APUSH, AP U.S. History.
Okay.
So, it's, you know, a really challenging class, but it has sparked something in her because of, I believe, the teacher is just
passionate.
Dynamic.
She's probably
and
passionate
cares,
about
it's a man, okay, but he cares about what he teaches.
There's nothing better than when you
and
get somebody.
She, who we have, like, you know, she's not really liked history over the years, although my husband loves to take us to museums and and anywhere historical as we go around the world, but she has not really thought that
interested.
Was fabulous till now, and now she thinks she wants to study history in college because of this teacher.
And isn't that cool when somebody actually inspires you enough to change the ball that you want to do that?
Well, and not only that, it has helped her in every other subject because she realizes she's really smart. You know, but it took this, and she's a junior in high school, so it took one teacher.
There is a teacher in my daughter's, my younger daughter's sixth grade class, and at first we thought, you know, she was a yeller.
Yeah.
We thought, you know, and I was always room mom. And the very first day, we all kind of, all the moms were lined up ready to go in the class. And she goes, thank you. We don't need you anymore right now. And so I was like, oh, here we go. We're going to get ready for a bumpy year. And she was the making of my daughter. She was, you could be president. You could do anything with your life. You need to believe in who you are. And I'm telling you, it's Excel. She's excelled from that one teacher. So I do believe that when you meet somebody in your life that just makes you feel so good about who you are or shows you your gifts in life.
Right.
That's it. So
yeah, and this is the hardest class she's ever taken. It is incredibly a lot of, I mean, our school is challenging anyway, but normal classes in a semester have 2,000 points. Everything's on a point system. That class has 6,000.
Wow.
So it's three times the work any other class, and she has 97%.
Good for her.
Because she's just worked her rear end off.
And that's what it's all about. But it's really the talent of the teacher,
right,
and the leader in whatever you're doing to be, to not only you be the best as a teacher, but to make sure that all your students are enjoying what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I'm always telling all my kids, you know, wait till you get to college. I mean, just get to college, because that is what you get in college. That teacher on every subject who's passionate about it, because if they are going to be a professor in college, they're already passionate about whatever they're teaching, and they don't multi-teach subjects. They only teach the subject they're really interested in.
Wow. Well, that's cool. Well, I do want to welcome anybody that's just joining us right now. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I am the host of it, and I'm so glad that you're here. We've got Tuesday Trivia, and we've got Rob Blaze going to be calling in from Coffee News, and of course, he's always giving something away, and I know he's got tickets to Ronald Reagan Library, and that's another really great place. You know, it's right here in our own, you know, it's close, and they've got so many different things throughout the history, and they've always got different events up there. So definitely at 8:30 we'll be doing that, and our phone number here is 805-639-0008. First off, our first guest is going to be Lori Gelman, and she is a trend and lifestyle expert, and she's actually married to Michael Gelman, and who is the executive producer of Live with Regis and Kelly.
And now just Kelly.
Exactly. There you go. So anyways, so we're going to be talking about, you know, fertility as you age, too much technology. Is everyone looking for their 30-minute reality fame? So those are some of the things we're going to be talking about. Then I have Dr. Barry Franklin, and we're going to talk about walking and how to join a walking club in your area. You know, there's so many people that just walk through the mall. You don't have to shop.
I know.
You just walk. And once you're walking with somebody else, it just makes it so much easier. And it's so healthy for
you.
And
it's something you could do the rest of your life as long as you stay healthy.
Exactly. So there's one. And then our last guest is going to be Clay Cockrell. And we're going to be talking about social media. Can it help strengthen your marriage? Interesting, you know, but he's got some really great tactics how it can help your marriage. So I'm interested in seeing that and hearing that.
And so we're kind of assuming that social media means like Skyping and Twitter and texting and Facebook and
yeah,
all that.
Right. But he's got some really good twists on it, so it should be stay with us. So, all right, well, we are going to take a really quick break, and you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. If you have a question for any of my guests, definitely give us a call. And if you have something that you just want to talk about, give us a call here. And also, I do want to tell you all the ways that you can you know, find us here. One, on my website, kimpaganoshow.com, on Facebook, Kim Pagano Show. Definitely like us. You'll know what's going on every day. And also Twitter, Kim Pagano Show. So also you can hear us on TuneIn Radio, any of your smartphones. And definitely look at Ventura Breeze. I've got a column in there that kind of tells a little bit about what's going on in life and just things that I've picked up through my show. So definitely, that's a great newspaper out there. Also, definitely get a copy of Coffee News. It's at every restaurant, and if they don't have it, ask for it, because you'll get it. With that, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free 1-hour no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. And I don't know if we can get her on the line. Okay, so we're going to actually just talk about our own trends and our lifestyle. You know, it's interesting. We were talking about reality shows. There's so many reality shows lately.
Well, and is reality reality, first of all?
Is it fake or is it not? You know,
I don't know.
Yeah, I've been watching The Bachelor. Have you ever, Matt, do you watch that?
No.
Oh, see, you're not.
You know, I don't watch. Okay, so first of all, I'll talk about The Bachelor in a second. I don't watch too much of the like Kim Kardashian and the Wives show and all that stuff. But I am just amazed and astounded that the Kardashians, who I got to give them credit, have made millions of dollars of acting terribly.
I know. But is that what we want our kids to see?
I mean, would you allow your kid to cuss you out at home?
No.
I mean, come on.
No. So, you know, I'd love to open up our lines right now. And I want to know, are people watching these shows, Kardashian? I know my kids are. And I don't understand. I'm like, seriously?
Watching it because they then think to themselves, our life, our family is normal?
Yeah.
I mean, does that make them
I don't know, but I'm telling you. And I mean, a lot of that is, you know, I don't know. Yesterday, her husband was getting a pedicure and they were, you know, it's like, seriously, is this real life? And
And do we have that much time in our life that this is the most important thing?
Yeah, I want people that are going to inspire me.
I think it's an escape thing.
I think
people like to escape. And bad behavior, it's like watching an accident happen.
Yeah.
And you can't take your eyes away from it yet. You know, is it really the thing you want to see?
This is very, very true.
I don't know, and I don't think it's going away, so we've got to have to live with it.
All right.
But, you know, what are we going to, I mean, how does it add value to your life?
There you go. How does it, in fact, that would be the perfect question that I'd love to throw out there. How does these reality shows add value?
But, you know, and then you talked about The Bachelor. Chris, who's the host, went to our church, and he's hysterical. And the funniest part about The Bachelor to me is the juxtaposition of his actual life, which you don't know, the general public doesn't know. He married his high school sweetheart. He has two children. He lives in a normal home. He has a normal life. He really is a normal person and has a great sense of humor, by the way. And yet he's on this show with, you know, now I think The Bachelor has changed because I think a lot of the women on the show are there just to get exposure. Well, or the men.
Or to get married.
No, I don't think any of them are there to get married.
I don't either, you know, but it's so weird this year.
Last time my daughter, I didn't want to watch it, and my daughter, because I didn't want to be sucked in, and my daughter, she said, no, she started TiVoing it, and she would watch it, put it on the TV, and watch 10 minutes of it, and walk out of the room, and I'd be stuck watching it for the next hour.
And so were you glued to the TV?
Yeah, so I decided this year I'm not watching it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Especially with the promo where that girl is just bawling the whole time.
She was already taken off.
I'm like, what is
the
point
of that?
See,
I'm watching it. Oh, God. They sucked me in. That's what it's all, you know?
But, I mean, the great part is you get to see some great places in the world. And, you know, they travel a lot. And
yeah.
And that's the unreality part. I mean, they have these extravagant dates you'll never have in a normal date, you know?
Right, right. It's kind of like those wedding makeovers, that kind of thing. You know, I think those are exciting because, you know, you have a chance to do something that you wouldn't normally be able to. That kind of thing.
Well,
would be
and
cool.
They're now the second generation of reality shows. There is more valuable shows. Like actually, Chris hosts it's a game show, and I think a trivia show, and I don't know what it's called, but basically the person tries to raise money for somebody important in their life.
I love that show. Yeah. Yeah. So he's the host of that too.
Yeah, he's the host of
that
too.
Yeah. That Are You Worth It?
Yeah, Are You Worth It?
Yeah,
you
know, I think that's great. They've
and then there's
brought
the home
on people that, you know, have maybe came back from Iraq and they've lost, you know, their leg and they don't have enough money to get a prosthetic. So they raise, they play a game. That's one of the ones I've seen. And they play a game, they earn this money, and then they bring them on kind of.
Right.
That's a great show. That's adding value.
Right.
I definitely believe that.
And you know what show my husband hates, but I don't think that there's anything wrong with it, is the one where they rebuild the house.
Oh, I like that.
He thinks that it's, you know, exploiting these people, but I'm like, God, and they don't care because they're getting a new house of it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So at least you're giving them something positive. That doesn't bother me.
Well, I know we have our next guest on, and we'll have to get Lori Gelman on another time. But we have Dr. Barry Franklin, and we're going to be talking about walking and how to join a walking club in your area. Barry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome.
Am I talking to Kim?
Yes, you are, and Marcia, and Matt.
Okay, great.
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan, actually Royal Oak, Michigan. I work at William Beaumont Hospital, which is a suburb of Detroit. I direct the Preventive Cardiology and Rehabilitation Program, and I've actually been an AHA volunteer for about 31 years, so I have a passion for the AHA mission.
Very cool.
What does AHA stand for?
American Heart Association.
Great.
Right. And so how important is physical activity? You know, people say that we need to walk 30 minutes every day. What if we don't? Is that really detrimental to our health?
In a word, yes.
Say that again in one word.
In a word, yes, it is detrimental to your health. You know, we now recognize that cardiovascular disease is our number one killer and crippler. We lose 2,200 Americans every day.
And the largest killer of women.
Yeah, and I agree, the largest killer of women. So, you know, that's essentially what we lost on 9/11. And what the American Heart Association has really identified via supporting pioneering research over the years is that there are major risk factors that predispose people to cardiovascular events. And one of those major risk factors is physical inactivity. In fact, a recent study from the AHA said only 15% of adults get the recommended levels of moderate intensity physical activity. I believe, as a researcher, this is a bigger problem than people realize because of the technological advances you and I have seen over the last two decades. We're on computers, we're on cell phones, we're on iPads, we're paying our bills online, we're using automatic garage door openers, we're using moving walkways, and all of this inactivity has led to what I call a hypokinetic lifestyle, which is a major risk factor for cardiovascular disease. So the AHA really wants to get millions of people moving and has chosen walking, and I think it's a great choice, and walking clubs as one venue to accomplish this.
I know that they, I can't remember what the step count is, but I think it's 12,000 steps a day people are supposed to take.
Well, ideally, the latest research suggests if you put a pedometer on and you track your steps, you should be taking, your goal should be 8,000 to 10,000. I try to tell people, I don't want to discourage people. If you're doing 3,000 and you can do 4 or 5, there's a continuum and you are getting more benefits, even if you only achieve 4 or 5,000 as opposed to 3,000.
And if you think about things that we used to do daily, like walk across the room or the house to find somebody, and now we're just texting somebody on the cell phone. I mean, that seems silly, but those little steps, we used to go to the store and buy things. Now we're ordering them online. Those little things that we used to do and physically have to walk to, we're not doing anymore.
I completely agree, and that is contributing to lower fitness levels, lower overall physical activity. It's contributing to our obesity epidemic. It's contributing to our epidemic of diabetes and what we call metabolic syndrome, which is another syndrome associated with cardiovascular events. So the take-home message today for all Americans should be move more and sit less.
Move more and sit less. I like that. Yep. Now, yesterday I had a luncheon and I parked at one end of the harbor and walked all the way around just so I could, you know, get my exercise. And it was so beautiful out there. I was like, oh, God, don't cheat yourself on this.
Right.
You know? And I really think that that's important for people. Don't pick the very front parking spot. Pick the one that you're going to, you know, add value by walking, you know, just a little bit. Now, you know, all those things that everybody's wearing, the what are they called?
Pedometers.
How important is that for people to wear those?
Well, I'm very supportive of those in that research published in the Journal of American Medical Association a few years ago said if you wear a pedometer, you're more likely to take 2,500 more steps a day than your counterpart who doesn't wear a pedometer. That's over a mile a day additional over a year's period of time. That's a lot of physical activity. So it's a cheap, accurate motivational device that we encourage people to do. In fact, we say walking programs are important, but they should be complemented by increasing physical activity and day-to-day living.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And walking, totally. You know, walking clubs are so easy to get your friends together and do. And it's a great way to socialize with people.
Well, I completely agree. You know, the point, and I counsel people on a day-to-day basis, and to me, when people say, Barry, what's the key is overcoming inertia. In other words, a body at rest tends to remain at rest, a body in motion tends to remain in motion. The AHA literally wants to get millions of people moving,
right.
And walking clubs are a very good alternative. One of the research studies that got my attention was American adults are 76% more likely to take a walk if another person's counting on them or they're going to walk with them. Walking partners. Many people who join gyms and go by themselves don't do it. So by forming these walking clubs, the AHA believes you can connect with others in your area to share your health fitness goals and do it all for free. I should emphasize that Walgreens Walk with Walgreens is supporting the American Heart Association walking clubs. So this is really a joint initiative between Walgreens and the AHA.
And I think one of the other things that people don't talk about is how depression is helped by things like walking. Because physical activity helps depression.
There's no question about that. And if you talk to my good friend, Dr. Jim Blumenthal at Duke, Jim's done lots of studies that show physical activity is a counter to depression. And people who are depressed, by the way, also have higher risks of heart disease, initial and recurrent cardiovascular events. So, yeah, walking is also very, very helpful along those lines. I believe part of it may be the social support which a walking club can provide.
I agree.
So, Now what about if you don't have the right shoes on when you're walking? How important is that?
Walking shoes are important, and I see some adults who have problems with their heels, so they may need an orthotic, but that's basically all the equipment that you need. So it pays to invest in good walking shoes, a padded heel, because the benefits of walking, as you guys know, are huge. There's fewer orthopedic musculoskeletal problems. It does increase fitness. It's readily accessible. The American Heart Association has clearly shown that by regular walking, we lower many risk factors. markers, including elevated blood pressure, elevated blood sugar, elevated cholesterol. So for all those reasons, we encourage people to join or start their own walking club.
But now what I'm saying is, so you're dressed up for a meeting, but you have maybe 15 minutes and you can go walk and you're in your high heels or you're in your, you know, not your walking shoes. Is that still benefiting you?
Even short bouts, that's a great question, are beneficial. For many, many years, I told people you got to do 30, 40, 50 minutes all at one time. I was wrong. Research over the last decade has clearly shown that you can take that 30 minutes, divide it into three 10-minute bouts, and get about the same physiologic and clinical benefits. So when I tell people, they say, well, I'm going to take a coffee break. I said, instead of the coffee break where you're sitting down having a cup of coffee, why don't you go out and walk for 10 minutes? If you do that three times a day, you got your walking in at work.
Yeah,
right.
It seems so easy, and yet so many of us put it off. Now, what if somebody has, you know, trouble walking? What would you suggest them to do?
Well, first of all, people can use other exercise devices. For example, swimming is very good because the buoyancy of the water is a terrific alternative. Stationary bicycling is also good. But for the vast majority of people, the key is joining or starting a walking club. And the AHA has made it very simple by four easy steps. Can I share those steps?
Please do.
Step number one, they have a website. It's www.mywalkingclub.org. Go to that website. It's a great website. Step number two, click on Learn More. Step number three, there's a little form to fill out. It took me a minute and a half when I completed earlier today. And select which option you want. That is, you want to start a walking club in your area or you want to join a walking club in your area. And number four, click Submit. I mean, this is a no-brainer. It's the AHA has made it so easy to literally hook up with people in your area who may also be interested in walking on a regular basis.
That's great.
That's really good.
You know, the other thing I want to tell people is start slow. Don't go out and walk 10 miles and then collapse and not and realize you
then
overdid
you won't
it and,
ever
and
do
don't
it
do
again.
It again.
Do little bits so you want more. It's kind of
right.
Like, yeah, everything in moderation.
I totally agree. You know, I always say exercise is a double-edged sword. It protects against all kinds of things, but too high an intensity or too much too soon can lead to orthopedic or, in some cases, even cardiovascular problems. So people have to recognize that. The other thing that people need to know is this, and a lot of people find this astounding. Who gets the most benefit out of a walking program? It's the least fit, least active, bottom 20% of the population. So the people who are totally sedentary right now, if they start, even they do an hour a week or 45 minutes a week, they're getting more relative benefit than the woman who tells me she's a 30-mile jogger and she's going to go to 40 miles a week.
Right.
That's astounding.
That
so
is
get,
impressive.
Get out of the lowest fitness activity zone into the below average zone, and you stand to gain the greatest benefit. That's a huge impact.
Right.
I love it. And you know, the other thing that I've heard is you want to do it age appropriate. You know, you don't want to go out there and start going, okay, I'm going to run a 10-mile marathon. Start with little tiny steps and do it what you've been used to so that you can build up to that, right? Kind of the
And you know, I've gone to Weight Watchers for a couple of years, and I'm always interested in excited by the people that just start and the fairly overweight people, and all of them come back that are successful and they ask what helped you, and most of them will say they were walking.
Right. Or that they started.
They started. They
just
did something.
Start. Do
right.
Something. So it's a perfect time again, you know. And really, even if we're 6 months into the year, just start. Every day counts towards it, so...
I agree. The common denominator among people who lose weight and keep it off, we find, is that they're involved in a regular exercise program.
Right.
You guys are exactly right. When you talk about indications, contraindications, the mantra today is exercise is medicine. If exercise is medicine, there are indications, contraindications. You can overdose and you can underdose. And those
right.
are all things that we're trying to make people aware of.
Wow.
Right.
You know what? I've never heard that as exercise is medicine. And that really makes a lot of sense. So
And look at it that way. As you had to take your heart medicine today. You also have to walk today.
I mean, really, that's brilliant right there. It's
well,
just kind of like...
Take it a step further, and that is if exercise is medicine, the American Heart Association said for literally 85% of the population, the prescription remains unfilled.
Mm. Wow, that's sad. Well, I hope that by, you know, talking with you and sharing some of those tips right now that a lot of my listeners will take that first step.
Right. Just put on those shoes and walk out the door.
Exactly. And, you know, I always tell people is even if you do one house, you do one cul-de-sac and then you come back and then the next day you do another house, just do something. So
we got to recruit you guys to be on the circuit for the AHA.
There you go. I'll do it.
Yeah, we walk together sometimes,
yeah,
too.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. So,
sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Barry Franklin. And we were talking about, you know, walking, joining a walking club. And he is from the American Heart Association study. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you again. We actually have our Tuesday trivia. We've got Rob Blaze on the line. And when we come back, we're going to be also talking to Clay Cockrell. And we're going to talk about how social media can help strengthen your marriage. He is a licensed therapist. So I can't wait to talk with him. Rob, are you there? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Very good. Thank you. So what is our trivia for today, Tuesday trivia? And tell us a little bit about your newspaper.
Okay. Well, Coffee News is a fun paper to read in restaurants and places all over Ventura, Camarillo, and Moorpark. In the coming issue for next week, we've got some great stories like an odd stowaway that was discovered aboard a Scottish railway, which turned out to be a ferret.
Oh, yeah.
There's an English couple that converts a public laboratory, or they call it a loo, into a Bayview home. There's a giant 167-foot statue of Jesus, which is the largest in the world, which is found in a Polish cabbage patch.
Yeah.
And there's a flag from the Battle of Big Little Horn, which sells for $2.2 million at a Sotheby's auction. So there's that and much, much more in the coming issue of Coffee News.
Okay.
And this week's prize, we have two tickets for the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum, which is a $30 value. With February coming up, we've got President's Day, and there's a brand new George Washington exhibit that's coming to the Reagan Library that has some really cool artifacts that will be very interesting to see in person.
Okay, excellent. So what is the question?
Okay, so everybody get your phones ready. The call-in number for the Kim Pagano Show is 805-639-0008, and put your thinking caps on. The question today is, what is the name that's given to the flat panel displays that are commonly seen in notebook computers, pocket calculators, and even television, some televisions, but it's the name, it's three letters, that's given to the flat panel displays commonly seen in notebook computers and pocket calculators.
Very good question. All right. And everything's kind of turning towards this. So great question. Yeah. I want to definitely give out our phone number, 805-639-0008. You can win two tickets to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Museum up there in Simi Valley. All right. Thank you so much, Rob. And I will let you know who wins.
Thank you, Kim.
You got it. All right.
Have a great day.
You too. Okay. So we actually have our next guest on. And Clay Cockrell, are you there?
Yes. How are you? Good
Very
morning.
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks.
All right. So how can social media help us strengthen our marriage?
What I found is that some of the technologies that are out there, there's a lot of pitfalls that that couples can fall into, but there's a lot of great things out there, too. I was always surprised when a couple would come in to see me, and they weren't following each other on Twitter. They weren't talking to one another on Facebook. And when they began to use some of those social media sites, it was their day became a conversation among themselves. And instead of coming home at night and saying, how was your day, dear?
Well, shouldn't they be talking to each other normally? Well, I guess if they're both gone at work all day long and you're talking to other people, I understand that. But I wonder if, like, you know, the couple that you hear most about in this kind of realm, Demi Moore and Austin Kutcher, they kind of ruin their relationship over Twitter.
This is true.
Yeah, there's a fine line, and I think, you know, the example you mentioned might be someone that took it a little further than what a normal person would be doing. But when you hear your spouse saying something great about you on their Facebook wall, when you're IMing back and forth all day long, what you do is you create intimacy because it's a conversation that goes on all day long, and you're just touching base.
You know, I agree with you in some respects, but in some ways, I look at my children who, like, verbally vomit everything they do in their life over, you know, Facebook. And, I mean, everybody, all their friends know every intimate detail of their lives, and mm-hmm. not even their friends. I mean, if you do somebody else's Facebook, you can look up, you know, one of my kids' friends. I know every intimate detail of my kids' friends' lives. It's good on some respects, but you have to have some boundaries.
Absolutely. And the couples that I work with are, you know, older, you know, 30 and above. So I think that those boundaries are already instilled.
Right.
Something that a 14-year-old is still.
But don't you think it's going to change our society as we go on? They really do not understand privacy.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And I think that's something that we just jumped right into social media, and we never had any rules or, you know, any, I mean, our kids, our schools kind of tried to teach them that, you know, if you put out your, you know, your name or your privacy out there, people can know where you live. I mean, it's just that. Mm-hmm. But as a couple, I think that we never really had any restrictions on it. And so a lot of the past friends come up, a lot of, you know.
You mean old boyfriends, girlfriends,
things,
people that have not been able to get in contact you,
right.
all of a sudden can contact you.
Right. You know, Clay, we need to actually take a quick commercial, but will you stay with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Clay Cockrell, and we're talking about how social media can help strengthen our marriage. And we've kind of talked a little bit about all the ways, but I'm eager to hear what it is that you have found that can really strengthen.
Yeah, how to put a positive spin on this.
Exactly. Also, I do want to repeat, we've had several calls, and nobody's got the right answer yet. So I want to give out the Coffee News trivia question again is, what name is given to the flat panel displays commonly seen in notebook, computers, and pocket calculations? And
I don't know this.
You don't?
No.
Oh, see. Okay. So, you know, God, would I say if I said we watch, would that be clue? Okay. All right. Yeah. So anyways, our phone number here is 805-639-0008. That is for two tickets to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum. And, you know, definitely get your name in here. 805-639-0008. We'll be right back.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center.
The quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definitely better quality.
I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price, can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best prices.
The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people always had good customer service when I
came in here. That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around.
I'd have to recommend Georgetown.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices, very friendly. I always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.
Beat the internet and save up to 75% at George Thompson Diamond Company at the 101 and Las Poses Road in the Target Center, right next to Staples. George Thompson Diamond Company. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way. And, you know, okay, so I'm going to throw out one more. You know, we keep getting calls, but I don't know, maybe we didn't make this real clear. But even all the new flat screen TVs have this
now. Yeah, take out pocket calculator. Yeah, that just confuses that you.
It did. It kind of threw everybody off. But so what name is given to the flat screen panel displays commonly seen in notebooks and computers? How about that?
And TVs.
And TVs, yeah. So definitely. And you can win 2 tickets to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. Okay, people are getting it now. So definitely, yeah, give us a call here, 805-639-0008. All right, so we want to know, how can social media help strengthen our marriages? And we are talking to Clay. And Clay, you are a licensed therapist, right?
That's right.
A marriage therapist. Is that what you specialize in?
That's right. I do marital counseling via Skype.
And I love it.
I'm able to work with people all over the world.
And that's kind of neat, because I think men, we've been talking a lot about men lately, Matt, you know. But, you know, men are, they don't want to always go to a therapist. They don't want to. So if they could be in their comfort of their own home and
right.
Skype, that might be
less intimidating.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, guys almost get drug into a counseling situation. They don't want to be there. They think that there's a third party entering into their life and that they're going to be blamed for everything that's gone wrong. And what the Skype does is it allows them to be in their home, on their couch, in the environment where a lot of the fights are going to be happening, and connect with the therapist. So it's very convenient and easy to get into.
Okay, so how can it help us?
The social media.
The social media, and not just necessarily social media, but let's look at all the digital tools that are out there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Email, for example. I mean, I think there's a lost art to the love letter. And when I was courting and wooing my wife, I was writing a love letter every day. But now with email, I can bring some of that back. And with text, I encourage the husbands and wives that I work with to send text to their spouse, not just to-do lists and pick up milk on the way at home, but just, you know, thinking of your smile today and
I do that.
I love you.
And it is nice to just be able to say a couple words in the middle of the day when you're doing something totally different. Oh, just thinking of you, or, you know, send something fun. You just have to make sure you send it to the right person.
Right.
Now, especially,
I accidentally sent Kim actually a text last night that was meant for my husband. Luckily, it wasn't anything mean or
sexual. No.
Yeah, exactly.
But now they have the group texting on at least the iPhones, right?
Right.
So that's kind of, I don't know how you.
You just have to be careful. I think that's the truth in all of it. Be careful.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the other thing about any kind of typing or texting or any of that. How you say something isn't necessarily how they read it.
Mm-hmm.
So I noticed I sent a message to my son the other day. It had nothing to do. It was a school-related issue. And I told him to go, you know, talk to the counselor about, you know, changing a class or whatever. But the way I wrote it, the way he read it was, I already talked to the counselor and, you know, it's taken care of. The way I wrote it was, you know, you need to talk to the counselor. I put talk to the counselor. He thought I talked to the counselor. So you have to be very clear that you're not, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that as a relationship, it becomes closer and there's a lot of trust. There's, you know, almost a language that the two of you understand. So you get one another.
This
is just something to improve what hopefully already there, staying in touch.
It is also easy to take your aggressions out on, you know, texting or whatever. If you can't get a hold of somebody and you're trying to get a hold of them, and to get madder and madder.
Right.
Right.
You know, so it can go work both ways. You have to be mindful.
So oh, sure. as the year begins, right, what are some positive ways that husbands and wife can use social media tools like Facebook or texting to help spark their passion and romance?
I think consistency in a relationship is really important. And what I've had, guys sometimes are a little slow and we're forgetful. I asked my husband to put in a reminder to tell my wife that I love her and pick up something special, flowers, candy, something once a week. It sounds a little crass that you have to put a reminder in your iPhone for something like that, but it's a lot better than doing that than getting consumed with your own life and forgetting to do the little things.
Right.
And so to not do anything. Right? Then to not do anything, yes, definitely.
Right. So those were the texting back and forth, being kind to one another, saying something publicly about my wife.
Right.
Not super private, but
right.
Public on Facebook, something like that.
Right. Now, I know a lot of my friends have talked about this, and, you know, my husband and I have had this too, where you're going out for a really nice dinner and half the time is spent on the phone and they're not with you. Do you have a lot of people talk about that?
Oh, absolutely. And we put in boundaries of this is home time, and this is when I have to perhaps be on my BlackBerry or my iPhone for work. But if you're going to be with your spouse, be with your spouse.
Right.
Put the phone away. This is time where you need to invest in your family, in your marriage.
And I think this is also where you show your kids what is valuable to you. You go out to dinner with your family, and you're on the phone the whole time. What does that tell your children? How valuable are they?
Right.
They're watching you for cues on how to perform and how to be in public. And if you're sending that message, they're going to pick up on it.
And if all five of you or whatever are on the phone or on the, you know, you might as well have stayed home and not spent the money.
Well, we have had people walk over to the table and they're like, wow, the whole family's on the phone, you know, and mm-hmm. you don't realize it. You have to. And so now, you know, I've heard where people actually have a basket and they put all their phones on the basket, and that's where they leave their phones until they're done. So I think
yeah that's a great idea. And with everything, every tool can be used for good or for bad. I've got a lot of people coming to counseling with me that have had an emotional affair, that have hooked mm-hmm. up with an old high school friend from Facebook, and one thing led to another, and all of a sudden you're revealing private things, and maybe not a physical affair, but you're having an emotional affair with somebody from your past. And, you know, those are some of the pitfalls out there that we're learning to negotiate.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much for, it's just another thought of trying to put boundaries on our social media, especially because that's the direction we're going for the rest of our life here.
And do you have a book or a website or something people can look
Absolutely.
Up if they want any more information?
I love listening to people. That's what I do for a living. So tell me your story. And my website is maritalcounseling.com.
I love it. Well, then keep listening to the Kim Pagano Show, because that's what we talk about, everybody's stories.
Thank you, Clay.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. All right. Thank well, we right. actually just got in touch, and Lori Gelman is on our line. Lori, are you there? Hello.
Hello, it's Lori Gelman.
Hi,
Lori. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Who am I talking to?
This is Kim. You are on the Kim Pagano Show.
And I'm Marcia.
And I'm Marcia, and we got Matt on our board.
Okay, great.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and, kind of the topic that we're going to be talking about, trending topics, correct?
Trending topics for 2012. Yeah, these are things that Baby Center and I sort of think we might be seeing more of or seeing for the first time in 2012. I'm a mom of two. I live in New York City, and I'm the fourth grade parent in my children's class.
I saw on here that's the hard. That's one of the hardest jobs, you know.
That you've
I think
done.
It's honestly much harder to stay home than to go to work.
Definitely.
Are any of you moms?
Oh, four.
We both are.
Yeah. I've got four. Marcia's got three. Yes.
Have you ever been a class parent?
Oh, every
for
class.
The whole...
Our kids are yeah, almost done with school.
We're almost They're to the very end. I have one more 15-year-old that I got to get through. But no, we've been real mom, PTA president. We've been it all. We've done it all.
You've been in the trenches. Okay. Yeah. That's the worst job ever, by the way. Ever.
I don't know. I loved it too.
Same, yeah. You know, the great part about it is... you get to know the kids in the classroom. And so when your kids are talking about somebody, they actually, you know who they're talking about and what they mean, you know.
And
so.
you know the moms.
You have to deal with all the parents and their stuff.
Well, yeah, but ignore it.
Yeah, exactly. And also, you know what's funny is, Laura, you'll start to realize it's the same parents that always come and help.
Yeah. And it's the same complaint every year. So, you know, ignore the stuff you don't like and focus on the stuff you do like. That's
right.
All I say.
That's true.
Yeah.
And thank you. I thought I was the one giving advice, but I'm
Well, that's, see, but you know what? Seriously, it's those special times. My kids always knew, both of us, you know, they always knew that we were going to be there for them.
And I, you know, honestly, one of my sons, I remember he was like, they're now 18, but one of my sons at like, I don't know, fifth grade, and I had been involved a lot. They said, I feel so sorry for the kids whose parents are never there.
Oh, you just give me chills. And that's, and you know what? I got that
from my
So
whether they
kids.
Say it or not, they do feel that.
No, especially when it's like there's a party in the classroom or they're doing some sort of presentation, and there's always one kid whose both parents work and they can't make it.
Yeah.
And they just sort of, everyone else's parents are there, and they just sort of, you know, they hang on to somebody else's family because they don't have, or they're with the teacher, and it breaks your heart.
It does break your heart. And you know what? And you want to just, that's what you want your kids to remember, that you were there, that you believed in them for, you know, and you know, there are times that you can't get there.
Hey, and there is, you know what? Also, for the parents out there that can have the luxury of going into the classroom, and you see that kid whose parent can't because they have to work so much, you know, pick that kid up. Have him be part of your little family at
that time.
That's
what we used to do. Remember? Yeah. We would do that all the time. We'd be, you know, and we would bring treats for everybody. Never leave anybody out.
Right.
So.
Treats aren't as easy as they used to be, my friend.
Oh, I know. You kept. Yeah, anti-gluten.
Water.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, we did the.
You know, they don't have to be money.
Football.
I mean, they don't have to be food. You could bring pencils or, you know, something else.
You know, that's a good point.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be eaten.
Yeah.
Yeah, but next time my daughter's celebrating her birthday at school, I'm going to bring pencils for everybody instead of ice cream.
Right, because there, you know, somebody's always got an issue or a problem with whatever you bring. So
yeah. So now, do you just have one daughter?
I have two.
Two.
I have a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old.
Okay, and so your 10-year-old and your 7-year-old, are you in both of their classes?
Yeah, I alternate years.
Yeah.
Now I see on here you have fertility as you age, and you know fertility has changed the age of parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dramatically.
Yes.
But I think that trend is actually going to reverse itself starting this year.
Why do you say that?
Because, I mean, look how much money we spend keeping ourselves looking good, right?
Yeah.
We spend it at the gym on, you know, face cream that may as well be snake oil. I mean, nothing really works, but you do a lot to make yourself look great on the outside. In fact, we did a poll at Baby Center, and 74% of the women think that looking and feeling good and being healthy all over is just as important as their biological age when they're trying to have a baby. And we all know that's not true.
Yeah, no.
I mean, but people really believe that. And you may look 35 on the outside and be 45 on the inside. Your eggs are 45, and they know they're 45, and they're not, you know, no cream or snake oil is going to make them look 35, you know?
Yeah,
so, that's true.
I think women are getting a little smarter about it and realizing the dangers of having dangerous expenses, health risks of having late in life babies, and you're going to see a reversal towards people thinking, you know, maybe early 30s is a better time for me.
Right. I had my kids in my 30s, and it was great, and I honestly could not have had kids in my 20s because I wasn't ready for them. But, you know, and you had them in your 20s and 30s.
I did. I've been having them for a long time. But you know what? It's all good. There's just different chapters of your life that you start to realize who you are. And I think the biggest thing for moms is, and families, is keeping the balance, keeping who you are true to yourself And then also giving out to your family. You know, it's funny because this last weekend, my whole family was kind of gone. And it was a little weird for me. And I thought, oh, God, okay, I'm going to cherish this time by myself. And I honestly, I couldn't wait till everybody got back.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, I mean, I did everything I wanted. The only thing I could is I could take care of the TV remote
control. Yeah, the clicker yourself.
Yeah, I could watch anything I wanted. But other than that, you know, it was.
And then you realize there was nothing on, so why watch out at all?
Exactly. But, so, hey. Yeah. But anyways, so what else? What else are
You have the year of the dad. What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, if you've read the recent census statistics, they say that 32% of men who have a wife in the workforce are now a regular source of care for their own children. I mean, a lot of guys lost their jobs in this economy. It's really tough. And dads are now staying at home. They no longer can afford babysitters. So he's the guy that's dropping kids off at school and going to the play groups and gymboree and, you know, doing all that kind of stuff. And even Baby Center did a shopping rituals report, and they found that 26% of dads are now doing the grocery shopping.
I was just wondering, are they going to really, you know, fulfill all of the needs? That's a difference.
Why not?
Well, what I'm saying is, are they going to do it like a mom would do it?
Why not?
Well,
they're not going to do it like a mom would do it, let's face it.
No. I mean,
they're going to do it differently. You know. They're not going to be so obsessive compulsive over their children.
Exactly.
You know, they're probably going to let their kids, you know, get dirty a few times, and that's okay, too.
There you go.
I have a friend.
You didn't hug them 200 times today and kiss them on the head 60 times?
Yeah, exactly. And buy into it when they just fell and didn't even, you know, scrape themselves and went bawling off, you know, and you're hugging and kissing them. And sometimes that's okay.
Yeah.
A friend of mine's husband, I mean, you know, one of my friends stays home with his kids, and his kids are great.
Right. Lori, God, this was so much fun to talk to you. I love it.
Thank you. We're
at the end of our show, and I would love to have you back on to talk further.
Anytime. I'd love to have you. You can check out anything you want at the Baby Center blog momformation, and I would love to talk to you guys again.
You got it. All right. Well, gosh. All right. We were just talking to Lori Gelman and Trend and Lifestyle, and we are at the end of our show. Marcia? It just flies by. Maybe I need more time. I don't know. But Matt, thank you so much. Marcia, thank you so much.
Of course, my pleasure.
I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is, if we all threw our problems in a pile and saw everyone else's, we'd grab ours back. So with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I thank you so much for being here. And I want to remind you that if you missed any part of it, you can hear it again today from 1 to 2. With that, I will talk to you tomorrow.
It's been said and done. Every beautiful